Cambridge 105 Radio.
It was utterly fabulous. I mean, the weather was tremendous. The location is remarkable. The lineup, even though I say so myself, was remarkable. We're very lucky to get some of the speakers we did. And all of the stuff around the events was vibrant and enjoyable.
It was a beautiful atmosphere. The weather as well held, and marquees on the lawn at Wimpole. Clever people talking history. What's not to like?
What's not to like, yeah. And the weather is ordered again for this year.
Is so it spooked, yes, is it?
Exactly. So picnic blankets at the ready. Actually, I think many people just lazed around in Church Field enjoying the weather and the food from the tremendous food vans.
Yeah, that's it. You can do that, can't you?
Yeah, I did it on occasion.
Did you? Good. Because, you need to relax. I mean, you've organised the Literary Festival and now the History Festival. It's an obvious link, actually, isn't it, between history and literature?
Yeah, it is. I mean, it is. And it's very... I mean, there was a discussion about perhaps doing a history festival in central Cambridge, but actually, I mean, the real kind of thing for me was the actually having a history festival in a historic location, and Wimpole goes back for centuries. I mean, Queen Victoria dined there.
Yeah, exactly. And plenty of historical authors around. It seems to me that history literature is a really growing genre.
Yeah, it seems to be. I mean, there seems to be a huge appetite for brain food. And I think in troubled times in particular, history provides us with a context and perhaps an explanation for why we are where we are. We've got Grenfell this week. I mean, the anniversary was yesterday of that terrible tragedy. But it will be a marker as to society in a particular point in years, decades and centuries to come, I think.
And it's not all, I mean, there is highbrow things on the programme, but it's not all highbrow. So there really is something for everyone.
There is, no. I mean, I don't think any of the stuff on the programme is highbrow that the majority of the population couldn't find an access point. I mean, it's... some, I guess, more sophisticated discussions than others, but actually all probably delivered in a very understandable, manageable, accessible way.
So pull out a few things. I mean, the programme is huge and wonderful, but pull out maybe two or three things that you're really looking forward to.
Okay. I mean, the thing I'm most looking forward to is David Olusoga's lecture on looking back to look forward. I mean, David Olusoga, he's kind of burst onto the scene and is a tremendous... He did the Black and British series on BBC, and he also earlier this year did a year in history where he took a house in Liverpool and basically looked at that through the ages, through its residents and through its sort of rise and fall, really. It was a wonderful, wonderful programme. And he's delivering this lecture, which is selling incredibly well, and I think is just going to be a very important commentary on history and where we are now.
Excellent. What else?
Alice Roberts, I've never seen speaking. I mean, I've seen it on TV, but I've never yet seen her speak, and she's there to talk about the Celts, actually, which is a particular passion of mine, and also a former manager who sadly left us but is coming back to the festival, Anna Millwood. She'll be there watching that, as will I. Ostentatious, loving, really looking forward to seeing that again. Didn't see the whole thing last year, and could hear the laughter from where I was and caught bits of it.
I saw that. That's improvising around the theme of Jane Austen.
It's so clever that they do an absolutely different show every single night that they perform. It's just completely astonishing. But there are also some tremendous panel events looking at various issues. I mean, looking at empire, looking at racial attitudes in British history, looking at Brexit, of course.
You can't get away with that.
Yeah, absolutely can't get away without it. And, I did wonder whether people might have just had enough of Brexit and wouldn't want to do that on a Sunday evening, but the ticket sales so far would seem that that's not the case. There's still a huge appetite for it.
Yeah, when you are planning a festival like this, where do you start? Do you start with issues? Do you start with writers? Do you start with the books?
A bit of both. You're often led by the publishing schedule. So for big authors in particular that you think that your audience demographic are going to love, then you obviously pitch very hard for them because they're much in demand. But then issues would be the things. Issues, anniversaries, publication schedules, and hopefully throw in something a bit topical. A bit maverick and a bit topical, yeah.
And if people turn up for the festival, it's got quite a different feel to the Literary Festival because, well, if somebody turns up to Wimpole and they're directed to the History Festival, what do they see?
Yeah, well, what they will see is, I mean, the Wimpole Estate, for a kickoff is absolutely magnificent. It's a majestic house. I mean, the house was built between 1640 and 1650, although the history predates that. It's a 3,000-acre estate, so plenty to explore beyond the festival. It's obviously a National Trust property, and it's the only National Trust property to have a working farm. So it is deeply rural and bucolic and pastoral and utterly beautiful. I mean, a very different vibe to the Literary Festival, which is in mainly beautiful historic Cambridge University buildings, the Cambridge Union, Palmerston Room, the part of St. John's College. But the History Festival offers just something very different. I mean, it feels more relaxed. I mean, the events are the same. We're in marquees, so we can control a lot more than we can with the venues in Cambridge. And it is a very relaxed, wonderful atmosphere. We even do yoga on the lawns on Sunday morning.
Yes, well, you've got some other events this year as well as the literature events. Some of you, the falconry, is that right?
Exactly. We did falconry last year, which was hugely popular. We did falconry last year and sword school, and they both sold out. We had them one on each day, and they both sold out. So we've now got falconry and sword school on both days. And this year we've introduced archery. And what else do we have?
This is away from the marquee, so we're not going to get
That's somewhere called the paddocks, over towards the farm, because there's a wonderful working farm and great for children to explore. There's lots of hands-on activities at the farm that the children can do. And animals to see and maybe even stroke.
And as you said, lovely atmosphere, because it does feel like you're out in the country, because you look out and it's the rolling hills, and as you're listening to the talks, you can hear the baaing of the sheep.
Absolutely. Well, the first event last year was Claire Mully talking about Hitler's Valkyries, the women who flew Spitfires for Hitler. And I was sat in the marquee, just as you're saying, the sheep were kind of baaing in the field. A Spitfire flew overhead, not arranged by us at all, but, you know, thank you, Lord. Thank somebody.
That's fantastic.
And then topping that off was the croquet ball being struck by the croquet mallet, and I thought, it doesn't get more English than that.
It doesn't. It is a wonderful atmosphere and vibe, and as you say, you can buy a ticket for something in the morning, hang out on the lawn, and wait till something comes up in the evening that you want to see.
Yeah, and eat. I mean, the variety of food and drink vans is wonderful. We've got Jack's Gelato selling out of ice cream, probably given the forecast. We have Boxtrot selling global tacos. We have the Wandering Yak doing their Middle Eastern vibe. Gimlet Bar serving all sorts of wonderful cocktails. Chip Chip Hooray. I mean, lots of stuff, and craft stalls. So lots beyond the events.
And how long have you been planning this for?
This particular one or overall?
This particular one.
Maybe probably a year, really. I mean, we've already got the date for next History Festival, plus a couple of invitations out there.
Wow. So when it comes around, given that you've been planning it for a year, are you able to relax and enjoy it, Kathy?
The fabulous answer to that is last Wimpole History Festival, the actual weekend, I was more relaxed over that weekend than I had been for a long time before and since. So I'm looking forward to relaxing over the weekend, because it all worked. I mean, I have a tremendous team, and so it's obviously not just me, and you're included in that team. You know, Lee is a steward and also doing some chairing.
Yes, I'm chairing an event with Francis Hardinge this year, which I'm really looking forward to.
Yeah. And so I'm hugely lucky in the support I have. We've got great members of staff and who work very hard, and National Trust, the people at the National Trust who are helping, are a great support and help. And last weekend, the weekend went pretty much without a hitch. So I'm looking forward to a weekend of relaxation and brain food and lovely food.
Lovely food. And what struck me last year was everybody was in a good mood. It was the weather, but I think just being out in the open air and being among such stimulating talks, really.
Yeah, well, and it is also hard to feel stressed at Wimpole. I mean, I have meetings at Wimpole quite frequently. The sun always seems to shine, which is remarkable, but it's difficult to be stressed. I mean, the employees of Wimpole might say differently, but from my point of view, being at Wimpole, strolling around, you know, looking at where the marquees will be, you know, doing strategic type stuff, discussing the programme, It's just a pleasure, complete delight.
So it's the weekend after this.
It is, we start a week today, we'll be there.
A week today, you'll be there. So just a few bits and pieces to put together at the moment, isn't it?
Just a little bit, yeah. We had our big operations meeting yesterday, which is actually very calming, because you sit down and you go through it. You know, we did the day countdown, and it's all manageable.
All manageable. Yeah. And people want to find out more, it's wimplehistoryfestival.com, and they can order tickets online.
They can via Cambridge Live, 01223 30085.
Very impressive. And they can also turn up on the day. Well, of course, you're not
guaranteed. There's a box office. Cambridge Live will be running a box office on the day in Church Field, and people will recognise it. It's a big kind of unsubtle dome.
Yes, you can't miss
so they can buy tickets there. And most events have got tickets left, but some of the more popular events are beginning to sell out and will sell out over the course of the next week.